The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Now, I know you all want to know about Temple and you want to hear some answers to questions. And the first question that was on the list you gave me, Sharon, was, what was the worst moment? This leads up to it. Temple was born in 1947. As a baby, she was mute and she had a strange stare that didn't connect. She couldn't make eye contact, she couldn't play peekaboo, and she didn't want to be touched. She'd pull away when I tried to hug her. Instead, she'd like to spit and go into gales of crazy laughter. At 2, I took her to Children's Hospital in Boston to Dr. Bronson Crothers. Now, Temple, there she was. This is the day of the big weep. They kept Temple there at Children's Hospital for 10 days observation. I went home and I wept as I have never wept again. I thought I was going to strangle on my own tears. I woke up the next morning and I realized tears were stopping me from thinking. I would never cry like that again. I would use these moments to think and figure out. It's very important, or it was to me. I never have cried like that again. I've tried to stop each moment, figure it out as best I could, and work from what I knew at that particular time. At the end of these 10 days, Dr. Carruthers said, she's autistic. And he proposed not, now we get into the Temple Grandin movie. These questions all overlap. What was the worst of the movie and what was the best of it? Well, one of the worst, and Temple always says, oh, mother hates that scene. I do. It was the scene where the doctor recommended institutionalizing Temple. And that I stood up against him. Not only was it not what I did, so it wasn't true, it was also ludicrous. I don't know who wrote it, but in 1949, women didn't have any rights of any kind. And I was a little girl of 22 who didn't know anything and had a child with autism. Do you think I could have spoken up against the whole medical profession, which was all male? I couldn't have. We couldn't even get a charge card without a father's permission or a husband's permission. Now, this also applies to the people who helped Temple. Dr. Carruthers told me who to take Temple to for speech lessons, and it was a Mrs. Reynolds. And she had a little school in her basement. Now, that was the day. Today, she would be the director of an established and funded school. Then she was just a woman. Women were allowed to teach, to be nurses, and to be stenographers. That's all we were allowed. This school, it did exist. And Dr. Carruthers knew it existed, which is part of the miracle of going to him.